Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you. I can confirm that. I cannot confirm or deny a lot, but I can confirm that. Speaking of which, let's fire up some confirm or deny.
Yes.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of Tommy Pro Bowl.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
And confirm or deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and F Sport credits of up to $3,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. That is, again, DonValleyNorthLexus.com. Confirm or deny. A statement is made, and we go around the table either confirming it or denying that it will happen. You guys ready to play?
Yep.
Yes.
Ready to rock.
Okay, here we go. Confirm or deny. The Montreal Canadiens will push the next series to at least six games against Colorado or Vegas.
I'm going to confirm that. I'm not just going to go because you guys know I have ridiculous takes, whether it be a percentage. I'm not just going to say that Vegas, no matter how good they are, or Colorado is going to done with them. I'm not saying that anymore. I'm going to confirm that.
I'm going to confirm it based on if they can continue with this formula. You know, even if they lose, there'll be a hard out. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask for at this point as it gets harder, deeper into the playoffs. But, yeah, I'm going to confirm it. I think you could take it to six or seven and have a coin flip. I think the goalie, you know, Carey Price, people, I saw this last night. It kind of rattled me. People are like, well, Price hasn't stolen a game in the playoffs. Yes, he has. Like, against the Toronto Maple Leafs, I thought he was brilliant in game one. Now, he didn't have to be, he didn't make 60 saves, but he made that save on Marner with 10 minutes left on the backdoor 2-on-1.
Game six in overtime. The only reason that the Kotkaniemi could even score was because Price was unbelievable.
Right.
Now, that wasn't the whole game necessarily, but remember that game six? The Leafs had, like, outshot them 13-1.
Right.
And then horrible turnover by Dermott. Kotkaniemi off Bogosian, flutter puck in, see you later.
Yeah.
That was all Carey
right.
Price.
Yeah.
And I'm going to confirm it as well because I don't think they're going to get past either team, but I have seen enough and I've been impressed with the way that they played. I expect the formula to continue. Like, this is who they are. This is the way. They're not going to try to be something different.
No, they know now they got the recipe, man.
Yeah, and I think it'll work. And I think even if they get overwhelmed, that's where Price, like you just posed that question, Noodles, or I guess reiterated someone's statement, as if Price can't steal it.
Right.
Like, who cares if he hasn't technically? They're through to the third round. But what, you don't think Carey Price is capable of doing what Semyon Varlamov did last night? I'm pretty sure he can.
Agreed.
Pretty sure he could steal a game or two. So I will make it a three-pack. I'm going to confirm that. Confirm or deny, the Brooklyn Nets do not need James Harden to win the NBA championship.
I'm going to deny that. I think they need him to win. I think they need him to win. We've talked in the past, starting back to Miami days, with Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and CB4. It's always about the big three, and I think they need him.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm it, too. I think he's a piece of that, especially as you get deeper. And, I mean, he's such a great player, and he kind of facilitates, too. Like, that's the one thing. Like, he always seemed to be an individual player in Houston, but it's like he's sharing the ball in Brooklyn. So I'm going to confirm that.
By the way, Hayes, what is the narrative on Giannis right now? Is he like the best, most talked about player that never gets things done, or what is going on?
That's what it looks like, man. Like, the tape is out on him. He can't hit shots. Like, he's not a naturally offensive player. Like, he doesn't have offensive talents. What he has is physical abilities that very few people in the history of the world have had.
Yeah. I don't think he can pull the Kawhi and manufacture a shot.
He can't. And he gets pushed to the outside, you know, and he can't hit shots. Like, that's the problem. From the line, he's awful. And the Raptors figured him out, and the rest of the league has effectively figured him out.
Siakam's the same way, under the gun. Like, he's got to find a way to manufacture those shots and make it happen when they count.
Yep. And in terms of the Nets, I'm actually going to deny this because I think they're going to it feels like they're going to cruise through the East. You know,
really?
Like,
my gosh. Well, and by the way, the Grappler mentioned that you said that at Upper Unionville Golf Course, and you will pay five hunch.
Well, that's your star witness, the Grappler. Yeah. The Grappler. That's the guy that you think is going to push this over the top.
All three of us are friends. He wouldn't pick sides and make it up.
Yes, he would. Yeah,
he wants an invite out. That's why he wants an invite out next time you guys are golfing.
Oh, he's already sniffed one out for me, so he doesn't care about me anymore. He wants one from the O-Dog. That's what's going on here.
Oh, that's what it is.
Me, I'm useless to him because he knows I'll take him out. He's waiting for the other guys. So basically split that and bring me out a few times, and then it's all good. We'll have that conversation off the air. I don't remember that ever happening. I think it's completely bogus.
Selective memory, that's what that's called.
It could be. It could be. But I think they're going to get through Milwaukee. It's going to be Atlanta or Philly. Embiid is basically done. He's got a partially torn meniscus. I don't think he's going to be that effective. So they're already in the NBA Finals. I think that's where they're going, even without Harden. Would it help? Clearly. But I think they can do it without him if Durant's playing the way he is. Irving's playing the way he is. Blake Griffin's had a resurgence. They look good, full credit. Confirm or deny, the Blue Jays may not make the playoffs this season, but they will finish ahead of the Yankees in the standings.
Well, the Yankees are having a tough go.
They are, but they're still
above
water.
They're the Yankees, though, and they're just – I don't know. I don't see it. I'm going to deny it. I just think the Yankees, although they could be on their last legs – I didn't think Boone was. It's not like this is Boone's like fourth year, isn't it? Third or fourth year?
Yeah, it's been a few anyway.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's kind of made it through this, but I just think they pour it on and get it done at the end. It's kind of what the Yankees do.
All right, you talked me into it. I'm denying it. I mean, the Yankees, they do have some big guns there.
Yep.
Now health is a big factor too, but I'll deny it. I think the Jays can hover around, but the
it's
Yankees
close. Can, like as of right now, the Jays have a half game lead on New York. It's not like the Jays are five games up on them either. But right. I'm actually going to confirm this. The Yankees feel they feel stale to me, you know. And the
five
Jays.
Hunch?
No, I'm not putting any cash on it because I don't feel that great.
Then you
about
have
it.
No conviction in it.
It's
then.
One or the other. Well, we're playing confirm or deny here. We're not at the craps table in Vegas. But you look at the run differential. The Jays are plus 36. The Yankees are minus 4.
Right.
Like the Jays have generated almost 50 more runs than the Yankees. Like the offense. And that's what you, when you think of the Bronx Bombers, you think of them dominating in terms of the batter's box, and it hasn't happened. The Jays are in a better spot with guys like Biggio not playing, guys like Springer not playing, Kirk out for a while. So I'm going to confirm it. Confirm or deny, if the Maple Leafs are not going to sign Morgan Rielly to an extension, they should seriously consider trading him before his contract is up.
Absolutely confirm it. You get a sense of it. We've talked about it at length, at nauseam. It's about asset management. If he's,
it's a good little word. I like it.
I like to fire that one out there once in a while, not often. But if there's a number coming across your desk that's just not attainable for both sides, then you move on from the asset. It's very simple. It's math. Like, what do you want? How can we make this work? And if it's a number that just doesn't seem like it's going to work, I don't think you have a choice.
I'm confirming it as well, because I think if you are going to have change, that you might start there. If you're keeping the core four, and there's $40 million right there, what is Morgan Rielly's marketplace going to look like financially? And if you're thinking he makes five now, what if he goes to 7.5 or 8? You might be better served.
That's what he'd be looking for.
Okay, so then maybe you're better served spending that money on a free agent defenseman and moving, you know, Morgan Rielly for, you know, more assets up front that you can sprinkle the, you know, instead of signing $700,000 players up front. Like, again, I'd like to see him here. I think he's a fantastic player.
We all would, Jamie, but
maybe
the number's
got
to work.
The number has to work. And if it's so high, maybe you start hunting around for, you know, a Hamilton or somebody like that. Now, who knows if Dougie Hamilton would come here and you'd have to move some things
and he'd
around.
Be looking
Hamilton,
for
he's
a big
looking
price
for nine.
Tag. Yeah, he's looking for maybe more than Riley based on his numbers.
But is Hamilton a true one? You know, is Hamilton a guy that, you know, would look make your dynamic look different back there? I don't know. And Morgan Riley's not the problem. I love him and I think he should be a Leaf for life. But it comes back to what O said. It's just dollars and cents.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Yep, and I agree with what you're saying. I guess I'm curious as to what his market is. I think he's a very difficult player to evaluate in terms of the cap hit and what he is. You know, a couple of years ago, a few years ago, when he had those 73 points and he was, you know, there was some Norris chat. That guy was looking at $9 million a year, maybe. The last couple of years, his game has tailed off. He's had some injury problems. Defensively, he's not a great defensive.
I know, but every agent handles these situations differently, Brian. Some people just compare what this their client, the defenseman, does for their team.
Right.
They're not looking at comparables around the league. Lead the team defenseman in minutes, power play time, shots on net, assists, blah, blah, blah. So pay me.
What he's going to ask for. He's an unrestricted free agent. He has the right to do that. And yes. I think in terms of the nature of the question, if you know you're not going to re-sign him, you have to seriously consider trading him. I will confirm that.
Yeah, in
terms of moving money around, where I think they have to think this through, which they will, is it Riley the guy you save the money on? Or do you say, wait a minute, Jake Muzzin at 31 is the guy we got to save the money on? You know, like Muzzin's making, what, 5.5?
5.75.
5.75. Or Riley at 7, who are you taking? You know, like, who are you keeping when Riley's 27, Muzzin's 31? You know,
I agree.
These are things you got to consider. Like, and I'm obviously they're going to have to, and they will. But Riley's going to be an interesting case study, man. And, like, listen, if you're moving on from them, they're still in the window. They got to win. So,
right. You
know, that is another thing that makes it complicated that might make them be more willing to gamble with him being a lame duck contract, quote unquote.
Right.
Confirm or deny, the Tampa Bay Lightning have a legitimate shot at winning two more cups in the next 5 years, which would be 3 and 6.
If they win this year, you mean?
Like
it would be
like
3 and 6?
Two in the next 5, including this season.
Well, I'm confirming that.
I'm going to confirm that, too. That goaltender in place and the talent up front, they might lose guys. I know they've been trying to make things work for Tyler Johnson wherever he goes or whatever. But it just seems like they're going to pick it up. And we talked about Montreal having a recipe. That team's got a recipe. They got to win 6-5. They'll do it. They got to win 2-1. They can do it. It's just that's a scary machine they got there.
Well, Kucherov's 27. Points,
Jesus,
25.
Is that it?
Yes. Yep. Cirelli's 23. Hedman is 30, and the goalie is 26. All of them are going to be there for 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's
the total confirm.
I'm confirmed too. And yeah, Stamkos is 31. So, you know, but you know, Andre Palat's 30. But
core is together. I'm going to confirm it as well, but history would suggest, you know, it's going to be very difficult to do. The only team to do it in the last 10 years would be Chicago. And even over the last 30 would be Chicago, Detroit, I guess Pittsburgh, and Jersey, right? So there have been some examples, but not necessarily over such a short period of time. Like Pittsburgh didn't do it over 6 years. They did it in 2009 and then again in 2016-17, I believe it was. So really, you're talking Chicago 3 times in 6 years, and I think Detroit won 3 times in 6 years, give or take. Maybe they didn't even do that. Like, it's very difficult to do.
Oh, it is.
Like, very difficult to do, and they're such a great team. But that said, I will confirm it because I do think they are better than everyone else. Like, I do think they are on their own.
Man,
like, there's clearly other great teams, but they have separated themselves like Chicago, I think, did a decade ago.
That Sergachev is 22. Like,
yeah,
you know, they've got some. A lot of their young guys are really productive guys too. Like Braden Point being 25, like he's
that
got Kucherov 5 good years.
Noodles. He put on a clinic the other night in that blowout game. It was just, he was doing stuff with the puck on the power play. I'm like, this guy is so good.
Yeah, we were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah, he's like, so good. Like, he's the top 10 player in the world.
Yeah, no question.
You know what it was, though? He was out of sight, out of mind. When we're talking about McDavid and Matthews and McKinnon and that, like, nobody once brought up Kucherov. Like, not once, because he wasn't playing.
Yep.
But he starts up in the playoffs. You're like, holy smokes, you forgot how good he is. And he's got bite. He's got some bite to his game. He's a little bit dirty, too.
He gets in there, man. He doesn't shy away from anything. The bigger the moment, the better he plays.
Yeah.
And when they need someone, it's like Kucherov's going to do it right now. You're on the edge of your seat. Every time he comes over the boards, you're like, this guy's going to do something incredible. And that's why they won last year. That's why I believe they're going to win this year. I mean, clearly no guarantees, but I think they're the best team, and I think they'll win two of the next five, including this year. So, confirms across the board. Confirm and Deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy lease rates as low as 1.9% and F-Sport credits of up to $3,000. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details.